Okay, so today I'm just going to talk to you man to man so that way you can kind of get an inside look into my brain and I can kind of show you obviously how I got to where I am today. So I will tell you this. When I was young growing up, I got into bodybuilding and then my first ever business, it was CaseyZanderHealth.com. It doesn't exist anymore, so if you try to go to it, it's not going to work. But I got into bodybuilding and I started doing fitness coaching and selling fitness programs to people and helping them with their body, you know, transformations and whatnot. And the way in life that I found to get to a point in success is I only focus on the big three. So the big three, like for example, the consulting niches or the consulting services that are out there. You see everybody online who's all of a sudden a coach, an expert, an author, an influencer, a fucking social media creator, whatever. Everyone dials in either health, wealth, or relationships. So I kind of figured this out at like a really young age, how to actually gain success if you only focus on those three things. So I'm going to kind of give you an example of what I did for like the past 10 years from ages 18 once I graduated high school to now at age 28. So keep in mind, like, I'm not the best, most coolest dude, right? But I've done okay for myself. Like, if you take a look at my body transformation, it was pretty kick-ass. I'm not Warren Buffett, but I've done an okay, you know, amount of success with business and customers. Got me a Ferrari. whatever the case may be. And as this channel now approaches almost 500,000 subscribers, I'm trying just to give more of like a man-to-man video. When I look back at my life, I've only focused on three things, and that was health, that was wealth, and that was relationships. And those to me were the only three things that mattered. And I was completely ruthless with my time and saying no. And if my time didn't fit into one of those three categories, I would automatically say no. And that's how I got to where I am. I'll give you an example. Even one of the products that I made in the past, which was Freedom Academy, I haven't shown you guys this in a while, so I'll actually put a link to it below in this video. You can actually check that out to see it, where I've shown other guys how to set up businesses and stuff. But, you know, even in that, like, I've talked to people and I've said, you need to focus on those three categories in your life. And I'll kind of explain why. If you're healthy and you have a healthy body, you feel better, you walk better, you sleep better, you eat better, and you're going to naturally be more attractive because a woman is going to see health signals or markers of success or anything that triggers some sort of success or health or good genes or potential good offspring or potentially, you know, having competency skills. I started to see that like all of that was important. So I basically, like, as I was younger, I basically like cut out almost all of drinking. I stopped doing any sort of bad behavior that would make me less healthy, and I dialed in my body. Okay, so that's where I put majority of my time. From there, I thought wealth was important because you need resources, okay? So you need to make sure you can provide for yourself. You need to find a skill. You need a high-income skill. You need to develop certain skills and resources as a man to get somewhere. And then the last was relationships. You know, people are really the only thing that matters, okay? And people, your relationships, that's really all that matters in life in order to not only have a good network and good communication skills, but family relationships, friend relationships, being able to talk to a woman, okay? Not having lust and all of your worldly desires control you so that way you can be a normal person when you speak and when you communicate. So I started to get really ruthless with my time. So I'll give you an example. Like, if people would text message me and they would say like, hey, you know, come watch this football game on Saturday night or Sunday night, you know, this team is playing this team, I would just automatically say no. And a lot of people thought I was kind of an asshole for doing that. And still to this day, majority of, you know, I think even my family and some of even the friends that I've had over the years think that I'm a prick or think that I'm an asshole. But the truth is I just got really ruthless with my time, because you start to see as a man, like, life is really limited and life is really short. So you don't get to necessarily choose. Like, for example, nobody knows when their last day is going to be. So I started to see that and I didn't take time for granted. So I would just say no to everything. You know, hey, do you want to come and watch football and, you know, drink 12-pack of beer with the boys? No, not really. Well, why? Well, because then in my thought process, that doesn't fit into health, wealth, or relationships. If I go sit with the boys and I just kick it, all I'm doing is I'm watching that football team is I'm watching another group of men on TV. So a bunch of millionaires who are playing a sport level up in life and win. And then now I'm a spectator watching somebody else on their mission or somebody else kicking ass in life or in their career. And I don't like to be second place in fucking anything. So then I'm watching that. Well, now if I drink a 12-pack of beer, it's like, well, these guys are all sweating out on the football field, working hard. I'm the one sitting here watching pixels on a fucking screen. And now on top of that, now I just drank all these beers with my friends. Now my health isn't as good. Now my brain isn't as optimized. When I wake up, you know, for example, you might be hungover, so now you took in all these calories that make your body look worse. You're weaker in the gym. Your hormones aren't as optimized. Now all of a sudden you sleep worse. Now all of a sudden you put on more body fat. Now all of a sudden you're weaker. Now all of a sudden you're hungover, so you can't make as much money. Okay, everything is connected. Well, if you're hungover and you're all of a sudden, you know, not optimized and your body is not as fit and you put on fat, now you're not as confident. Now your relationships suffer. Now it's harder for you to talk to women. Like, everything is connected and everything is interlinked. So the reason why I was able to grow my body in the gym was through discipline. And then the reason why I was able to grow my business was by day to day, I had discipline to basically do the same things in the gym every day as I was doing in my business, which is working on the same things every day with incremental return or virtually no return that you can see day to day, and be patient enough to know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. Same goes for relationships. Be patient enough, take enough risk, take enough rejection, put yourself in circumstances where you're nervous to talk to that pretty girl. Understand that if relationships go south, that's part of a learning curve with life, and you be patient and you refine your skills as a man. So I started to see everything is connected and everything is interlinked. And what made me successful in the gym is what made me successful with saving cash, which is how I got a Ferrari, which is how I had the same discipline skills to make a video all the time for you guys to share the wisdom that I've acquired over the years to grow this YouTube channel to close to 500,000 subscribers now as we approach it within probably the next day or two or three. And yeah, it's like you're going to start to realize that game in a nutshell, game and who you are, you can't fake that forever. Eventually a girl is going to see through your bullshit, right? Eventually, like, you have to actually become the game. You have to become a different man. You have to become somebody that you grew into. A man and masculinity and who you are is made. It's not something that anybody's born with. And you develop character development by finding your path. The sad truth and the sad reality is you see a lot of guys today who are 40, 50, 60 years old who still never developed the character traits to actually become a rock solid, solidified man. I'm not trying to say I'm Superman. I'm not trying to say I'm some hero. I'm not trying to say I'm fucking anything. I'm just telling you what I did. So what I can tell you is that to get success, okay, because nowadays, like, here's what you're going to realize. A lot of you only see the end result. You guys see where I'm at today, or you guys compare yourself to other people on the internet, and you didn't see the sleepless nights that I had to go through wondering if any of my endeavors that I built in business will come to fruition. You guys didn't see every single night when I would go to bed and wonder if I'm doing things the right way. You guys didn't see every single day when I was in the gym and I wondered if I'd ever grow my body and I had doubt with myself. You guys didn't see any of that. What you guys see is you guys see who I am today. So I just want you to kind of keep that in mind. If you're a guy struggling with low confidence, if you're a guy struggling with making money, if you're a guy struggling with insecurities, you don't become more confident by trying to become more confident. You become more confident by removing all of the things that make you less confident. You remove the alcohol. Okay, you remove maybe, let's say, the music that keeps you in a state where all you're doing is fucking partying. You remove some of the, you know, things you're watching on the internet, or maybe some of, like, the movies that you watch on TV that keep you trapped in old beliefs about love that actually doesn't exist. You start to just remove the negative shit. You don't try to become more confident, right? You don't try to get better through brute force. You get better by removing all the negatives that held you back. I am a man just like you are. I am no different than you. I was just ruthless with where I put my time. Okay, so in the earlier stages of my life when I didn't have a lot of money and I was pretty broke, and to me that was like less than $50,000 to my name at the time. Anytime anybody asked me to do something, it was just a no. Hey, do you want to go to your cousin's birthday party? No. Do you want to go watch that football game? No. Do you want to go drinking on Saturday night? No. Do you want to do this with us? No. Well, what happened is a lot of those people, yeah, they maybe have great memories, but now as they approach their 30s, a lot of these guys are stuck. Or a lot of these guys don't have their life circumstance and set up the way they would like it. Or a lot of these guys have entered into relationships and they're not able to retain the women that they've wanted to keep in their relationship strictly because their life setup is a mess and they haven't made themselves a man. So I'm going to tell you this. If you're struggling with yourself, with your masculinity, with your confidence, you need to get ruthless with your time and you need to realize if it doesn't fit into one of these categories, health, wealth, or relationships, that naturally levels up your sex appeal, naturally levels up who you are as a man, naturally levels up where you're going in life, it probably is not worth doing. And if you do indulge in it, you're going to have short-term pleasure, but you'll probably have long-term pain because of the setbacks that you start to see that you had to go through to enjoy that pleasure in the first place. So I hope this made sense. This is kind of a heart-to-heart video. You know, I'll include a couple links below just so you can kind of see what I made over the years. For those of you who you're wanting to, you know, maybe grow your own business or you're wanting to kind of figure out certain financial freedom things for yourself as you grow as a man, I'm going to link the Freedom Academy below. And then as always, you can check out the MBT webinar down below. So that way you can actually see masculine behavioral techniques in real life. And you can see if that's a system that you think would help you throughout your own dating journey. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.